Hello, it's the 15th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Biggleswade resident Matthew Waddle, who was found guilty of murdering Sarah Albone, will spend at least 32 years in prison. Miss Albone, who suffered from multiple sclerosis, could have been murdered as far back as last November, but Waddle, who is 32, lied to family and friends concerning her whereabouts. She was eventually reported missing in February of this year. Investigators soon found her body in a suitcase, which was placed in a wheelie bin on her property. Family and friends wore shirts pressed with the image of the 38-year-old victim so that Mr. Waddle could see Sarah's face as he stood in the dock. Following the sentence, the family paid tribute to the mother of three, calling her a beautiful ray of sunshine. Tesco on Midland Road in Bedford has permanently closed its doors to the public as of the 13th of September. A smaller store has been opened in the Harper Centre, with the previous staff being redeployed to other stores in the area. Police are searching for three children between the ages of 9 and 11 who unsuccessfully attempted to rob another child of his phone and watch using a metal bar. The incident occurred on High Street North in Dunstable during daylight hours. Olivia Scarletta, a detective constable with Bedfordshire Police, said, "This was a frightening incident and we will do all we can to find those responsible." The final of the British Powerboat Championships will be held in Stewartby over the upcoming weekend. The free event will see Nigel Edwards from Kempston among the contenders competing for a gold medal. That's all for this week. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.